Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Anybody you ever seen do it? Scream from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school's closed.
Welcome back in the Morning Hook. I mean, I'm having a great time. Hope your Thursday is just rocking and rolling like ours is. Again, you heard it as we all, so I said it, and then we went to break. 10 o'clock keyword, Young, Y-O-U-N-G, like Steve Young. Go to ESPNLincoln.com right now. Put it in for a chance to win $1,000. Now, we have a little audio before we talk about Minnesota by the numbers, because Will and I get a chance to play and do things and record words, right? But there's also, like, outtakes of this stuff. Now, we can't play a lot of it because it not for radio outtakes. Not going to lie to you. Because I'm the guy that usually gets frustrated because I mess up when I'm doing them. But there were a few times last couple weeks ago when we were doing these that we'd like to share because they're pretty funny.
Yeah, we just
said they're just fun. We make fun of ourselves a little bit.
You might get a kick out of them.
And kind of give you guys a little insight on us sitting here after the show doing other work.
A little behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So we had two particular words, and we're so childish, by the way.
Yes, we are.
And both are Will doing the words, by the way.
Here is the first one we did. This was the word. This word was on Monday. This hour's word is cream. That's, oh my God. No way.
Childish is what we are.
Yeah, we are. We are. There was another one, too.
Yeah.
It's not even that funny.
This hour's word is Peter.
It's all about how we're raised, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you laugh at certain things.
Oh, my goodness. We are so awful.
$1,000. You can win.
$1,000 right there.
Yeah.
Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Put it in.
That's this hour's word.
Yeah.
Not those.
Oh, man. Those are... I'm thinking back to actually doing those words now. That was good.
So is Minnesota a good team or not, Hooks?
I don't think so. I hope Marco's wrong, by the way. I love Marco. I hope he's wrong.
The bad thing is he sounded really confident
in that
pick. He did, and
I don't like it. I don't like it. We love him. I don't like it.
Now, maybe he just thought they were going to cover. And we still win.
I don't know. I hope so. Let's just win. When you look at Minnesota, obviously they've got running back issues and stuff going on, which has been documented. Obviously, Tanner Morgan, down year from he's digressed more than people thought he would, and we'll look at him a little bit too. But when you look at Minnesota from an offensive perspective going into Saturday, they average 24.4 points a game. Average 24 points.
Okay. We got to like that, right?
They're only, by the way, only allowing opponents, but look at their schedule a little bit, and this will go into what we're going to talk about a little bit, but they average giving up 19.6, under 20 points per game. Okay?
It's not bad numbers, especially for a team like us who likes to score around, what, 25?
Mm-hmm. Typically, the rush, they are on the rushing side, they have 1,000 yards total rushing, only average about 4.2 a game. Now, on the flip side, their only average attempt on defense is 2.8. So what we like to do, we like to run the football, right?
Yeah.
We like to run the football.
Now, that's their numbers at 4.2. That was, of course, with their running back who is now out. Now they're going to have, you know, next guy up, different personnel. What he's about.
On the passing side, they only average about 141 yards a game, and the opponents are averaging over 230.
That's how much they're averaging.
230
over the, through the air.
Yeah, when you look at their total offensive production, They average about 334 yards a game while only giving up 307 yards a game.
So, I mean, it might be a defensive chess match on Saturday.
Could be. You go back to Tanner Morgan. We all know that the year he had a few years back. And right now, he's only completing 52.2% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
He has 4 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions.
Only 4. Yeah, that's just not good.
Mm-mm.
And when you have low running back depth, you got to step up, and he's clearly not. Now, we talked about how he does not have nearly the talent around him that he has in the past. You know, Rashad Bateman, was it Tyler Johnson? Was that his name?
Yes.
You know, two NFL wide receivers.
And then let's not forget also the fact that he lost a Big Ten honorable mention lineman this week to the portal. They're replacing that as well this week, a guy that started for you every game this season.
We need to expose that.
Okay, so you're starting there. And from what I could tell, the running back they're probably going with has got 25 attempts for 117 yards. He averages about 4.5 a carry. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. It's you don't know. Now, P.J. Fleck's got to figure out how he's going to run his offense. Is it back to the air more?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, hearing everything you're saying right now, it makes sense why Nebraska's favored. I saw 3.5. I think you saw it at 4. You know, there's a reason that Nebraska's favored in this game. And I think you ask most fans around here, this is a game that we should beat. This is a team that we should beat. Like, on paper and on the field, we look better than Minnesota.
And we've seen Tanner Morgan. Here's what he's done this year so far. And I bring that up because of the opponents that they've gone against and the defense. Obviously, they had Ohio State. He threw for 205 that game. They played Miami of Ohio. He was 8 of 17, 112 yards. Colorado, 164. Bowling Green, 2 for 59. He was awful. And Purdue, 169.
I mean, if their run game was working, it makes sense why he wasn't throwing it much. But now they're out of that run game, right? I mean, they're up to their third guy.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm wondering if he is going to be passing more on Saturday. If he is, I mean, I think that's a win for us.
I would anticipate that.
We got to make
it. I would anticipate
pass.
That. And like Janitor had said, you know, anticipate maybe some gadget plays, some different looks, some different wrinkles to try to maybe confuse us and catch us off. And, you know, whether it be the flea flicker that we've been susceptible to before in previous games and other places or reverses, whatever. I think it's going to be some of that we have to be prepared for.
Now, let's think about what Marco said. If you weren't listening, Marco D'Angelo, who we have on the show, he picked Minnesota to upset Nebraska. And he mentioned how he thinks Nebraska is going to kind of have a flat performance, you know, coming off a game like Michigan. And then, you know, I guess this is just kind of a weird spot. How do we come out not flat, Hooks?
I mean, I feel like this is a different team because we've done this for ourselves already, right? Right? You come off the bad loss against Illinois. You don't go flat against Fordham. You play okay. You win. You get Buffalo. You had the performance against Oklahoma, but then you get yourself back up for Big Ten play in Michigan State. You did well, except minus the shoot yourself in the foot stuff. You got yourself back up again after that. That could have been a moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You win one against Northwestern. Big one. You look really stinking good. And you get back up in it's Michigan, and you do that again. I just think this is a different football team.
I agree.
Mentality-wise. That's just what you're hearing, right?
Like exactly.
Frost mentions in the podcast, which we didn't play in that part, he said that the guys felt better. The Union County felt better about the team after the Michigan State loss, and they did going into the season.
Yeah, we know they're tired of losing. We know they're tired of being close, and I don't see a team, you know, wanting to win that bad to come out and play flat. I think their mentality is in the right spot. Really, Hooks, I said it a few days ago. I'll say it again. The only thing about this game that I am really scared about is the fact that it's in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but it's they got to overcome that piece, right? Overcome that piece. It's the football field's the same size. It's all the same, right? Got to get that out of your head and go play football.
11 a.m. in Minneapolis might be kind of chilly.
Might be a little chilly. Probably feel like it does today. Yeah. Here in Nebraska, good with point. A high of like 65 for the day.
I do know, I've talked to a lot of people, man, and it Husker fans usually do like to travel to Minneapolis. But again, yeah. A lot of fans are heading up this weekend. And again, I don't think that stadium is nearly packed with Gopher fans. It's going to be like
it'll be late.
It's going to be like the same game like, two times ago?
If it is, they'll be late arriving.
They'll be late arriving. They're not even going to show up.
Oh, boy, you're calling them not even showing up, huh?
Well, some will, but it's not going to be...
They'll still have people.
Yeah, but it's not going to be every seat filled. I'm telling you, it's going to be like that Mike Riley game.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's going to look like.
Wow. Call it.
Where you have some loud fans. You hear Nebraska fans more than their fans.
More than their fans. Yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait. 11 o'clock Saturday.
That's right.
And we'll talk more tomorrow, more Huskers tomorrow. We'll have to go back. We'll have Dr. Dane talking about the Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, talking Huskers, picking NFL games.
Yeah.
Jeff Motes. We'll have to get more trivia for Motes this week.
I know, we will. I'm just laughing at how you almost just choked and died over there.
I didn't. I wasn't even, I'm just sitting.
10 seconds ago.
I'm just sitting here.
No, you choked.
I'm good.
Choked on something. You good?
I'm good. I didn't trip over a bike or anything. I'm good.
Well, reminding our listeners that for the rest of the day, you still got more keywords. If you want to win $1,000.
Yeah.
Next one coming up at 11, so here in about 7 minutes.
This is like, this is NFL, pretty much NFL keyword day.
All NFL themed?
Yeah, when you look at them. Tomorrow is too, pretty much. Tomorrow is too. But again, you have a chance right now, still about 6 or 7 minutes. Young, Young, ESPNLincoln.com.
Volleyball team got it done last night.
They got it done last night. We were there. Sophie and I went. They looked really stinking good against a very down Indiana team, though.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
Well, top of the Big Ten standings.
Not
that's all
good.
You can wish for, right?
Yep. They got, I believe they have Illinois coming up on Saturday.
That's a big
that's
one.
Saturday at 6. Yeah, you got, again, these games, especially when you get those teams coming in that already know about you. Right? They coached here.
Right.
They know how to attack Nebraska or mm-hmm. what they're trying to do. Tell you what, watching that team last night, you could tell things flipped in the Big Ten. And the way they play together, the freshmen are dynamic. Dynamic.
People are hot on the Huskers.
Dynamic.
They're playing good. All
fun stuff even last night. Nicklin Hames had 3 kills. It was awesome to watch. So, and they showed out. But they get it done in another sweep. So tomorrow, like I said, Jeff Motes will be in the house with us. We'll talk prep sports, prep football, because we're coming up to the end of this thing.
Yes, we are.
Jockeying for position to get in the playoffs. And then Dr. Dane Todd. And a whole lot of you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. We'll catch you on a Husker Homer Friday.